Scatman's Avenue.
Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware. They lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Feltface.
Randy, oh my gosh.
Feltface,
how are you, buddy?
I'm so good, it's so great to be here.
You don't have to eat the microphone,
thank
man.
You so much
oh,
for having
all
me.
Right, Jesus.
Dude,
I'm a professional, look
you
at
are.
You.
Dude,
it's been so
good.
Long since last we met, gentlemen.
So we met Randy Feltface at the Montreal Comedy Festival, and he roasted like a champion.
I roasted. I did some roasting.
You look like you've been roasted.
I
mean,
look,
if
do
I
you
look
I?
At the,
yeah,
at the
you
color
like
of your skin.
A bit of a burn victim, but
yes,
you know, it's fine.
It's the UV rays in Australia. I'm very close to the hole in the ozone layer. I get fried every time I leave the house.
But you got to put sunscreen on. I mean, especially with no hair on the top of your head.
I know.
And
I
you
know.
Got Dan's haircut. Dan Van Kirk's haircut.
I do. Totally me roll. And Dan, we took
we
notes before
together.
The show. We compared yes. trends.
I want Randy Feltface to grow a beard. Right?
I can't. So I've tried.
What? You can't get the
it
connectors?
It comes out like a blue sort
yeah.
of fuzz.
Yeah. Yeah,
it looks weird.
Well, here, let me ask you this because
ask
I know,
me it.
I'm going to ask it
I feel like I'm not. Can I move? Can yeah, you make the I'll mic look? There. Yeah. There we go. Check.
Okay.
Now we're two.
Okay.
Two.
There we go. Ooh,
yeah,
that
great.
Sounds good. All right.
Okay.
So, Rand, here's my
Randy.
Question.
Randy.
My question to you is, do you believe the world's getting dumber?
Yes.
Right?
You come from a different
without
part
question.
Of the world. Yes.
Oh, it's global.
Does
thank
the
you.
Dumb, not just here.
Does the dumb in Australia go in the opposite direction? That's my question.
It
like
does.
A toilet. It
yeah,
goes
it
the
does.
Other way.
Down there, stupid people push on pull doors, whereas here they pull on push doors.
Thank you. Okay, I'm glad so you had the guts to actually
to,
say that.
I had to say it. Someone had to say it.
Thank you, Randy.
Who's pushing the pull doors?
Oh, geez. I'll tell you who's pushing the pull doors. Australians. Okay. All right, so let's get into a story
people
because we
time.
Have you here. We've got a story, and our friends are.
Is it from Florida?
We maybe.
I don't
what
know,
is the
yeah.
Florida? Is it Adelaide? Is that the Florida? Is that the Florida?
Adelaide is the Florida of the world.
Is that where Yummy Mummies takes place?
Oh God,
my
I don't know, even know what
kid.
That is.
You don't know what Yummy Mummies is?
Is it some sort of podcast?
No, Yummy Mummies is essentially like the Real Housewives of Orange County or something
okay,
like that.
Right.
They're just the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
So
or something,
something
like that.
Jason likes.
All right, okay.
See, this
so.
Is good. I'm glad I don't know what that is.
All right, well, you no longer know it, but we're going to get into this right now.
Let's do it.
This was sent in by Jordan Bolt at JW Bolt, B-O-L-D-T, Bold T.
Bolt.
Bold T.
J-W Bold T.
Bold.
All right, ready?
Yep.
J-W, what do you got?
Police called Joe Williams last month. This comes to us from OregonLive.com.
So this is Oregon.
Yeah.
Oregon also, by the way, Randy Feltface,
Florida.
Like Florida, they release their police blotter, meaning they let you know what's going on, where some states don't.
Yeah. Release the police
and
blotter.
And how often do they release it? Is it a daily blot?
It's a full release.
Like
yeah.
full
it's a
blot release.
Happy ending,
mm-hmm.
so
oh
to
my
speak.
God.
Full
not a lot
release.
Of happy endings.
All right, Dan, give it to us.
Police called Joe Williams. That sounds like a fake name.
Joe Williams?
Yep. Yeah. Last month to tell him his 1995 Jeep Cherokee, reported stolen a week before, had been found idling on a residential street in northeast Portland.
Now, still running.
Okay. What's his,
that's what's weird to me.
Still running, Randy.
After a week?
A 1995 car.
Still running.
After a week. It's a Jeep,
okay.
baby.
Well, let me just say this. Was his first thought Joe Williams? Is that what it is?
Yep.
Joe Williams. Was his
Which, by the way, it feels like he's missing a first name before Joe.
Joe.
Yes.
Bobby Joe Williams.
Billy Joe Williams.
Beautiful baby Joe Williams.
Frankie Joe Williams from Portland.
Mm-hmm. Did he think that his first thought is a ghost, right? A ghost is driving
ghost
this
car. Well,
the
car.
Ghost is still behind the wheel,
the
right?
ghost behind the
or
wheel.
Or my car is a ghost.
Or Jesus was behind
Ricky
the wheel.
Ricky Joe Williams, the country music singer, his album is called The Ghost Behind the Wheel.
There you go. There
also,
it is.
Also, how great that you steal a car and when you're done with it, you leave it ready to go for the next thief. You're like, keys in,
it's like,
engine on.
Just keep
someone
it
else take it now.
This
it's
is like
the definition of turnkey.
It's like not paying for your, like ending your bird ride. You pull it over and you let the next person take
do
the ride
Do they have
on
bird
you.
Scooters in Australia, Randy?
The little ones that you
yeah,
just
you
get on and lime scooters.
Do you take
lime,
those? Yeah, do you take
lime.
Those?
Yeah, I take them everywhere. You I've do. Got the legs for it. I just you get on and sip around all over
exactly.
the place.
Exactly, I know.
They are the, that is why, that's the perfect crystallization of how we've become stupider as a people. Free scooters. Because they're in Brisbane in Australia. Mm-hmm. Very hilly. Yes, very hilly.
Very hilly. The San Francisco of Australia.
Eating just shit.
Just crushing each other down.
Constantly face grinding. Yep. On footpaths.
Face grinding on footpaths, which is the name of your new album.
Yes.
And also, no helmets. No one ever is like, you know what? I'm going to get on this scooter, but I better take out a helmet.
Well, this is the thing. In Australia, helmets are compulsory, mm-hmm. but not for the scooters.
Yeah, right, you can just...
That you can ride at like 50 mile an hour.
With a baby in a Bjorn.
With a baby in a Bjorn.
And just let
And
it...
one on the back.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And a ghost behind the wheel.
And a ghost behind the wheel.
Oh my God.
So what happened to this freaking car?
Yeah, is there a tube? Is there a part two? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
the
you.
The suspected
much
thieves left behind some curious odds and ends the Jeep owner would discover.
Yes, they did!
A large stuffed bear, a tattoo gun, mm-hmm. ink and rubber gloves, and a portable cell phone charger.
What tattoo is gun? Tattoo gun? Is that like in case you need to gun, quickly ink, give someone a tattoo?
Tattoo gun. That's just what they call it.
That's what they call it.
Tattoo gun.
You don't have
ink
any tattoos,
and rubber
Randy.
Gloves.
I'm inkless.
If you got a tattoo.
Face tattoo, full face tat.
Would be of your face on your face.
On the back of my head of my eyeballs.
Of your so actual you, face.
Yeah. My face on the back of my head.
You have a very tattooable head. I'm going to say
it's,
that.
I do. It's
a lot
it's
of
rotund.
Surface area.
Yes.
A lot of surface area.
Dan, you could go at me with a Sharpie and it would never come off.
Nice. A teddy bear, Dan?
Yes. A teddy bear. So they went to the fair.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
They won a bear. Mm-hmm.
Went to the fair, won a bear, got a tattoo.
On way to, no, well, on route to tattoo, perhaps. Yes.
Right.
Started
get a gun.
An apprenticeship where they got the gun, the ink, and the rubber gloves.
Uh-huh. Out of all of those things, I think they were most inconvenienced by losing their phone charger.
Right. It was like, you're just irresponsible.
Yeah.
You're irresponsible thieves.
That's $40. That's a $40 mistake. So you know, by the way, this guy's phone wasn't charged for a week.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? It was like, as soon as it runs out, there's nothing I can do.
A quote here, and some crazy tools like the ones you'd use to break into cars, said Williams, 55, who lives in Southeast Portland's Richmond neighborhood with mm-hmm. his family.
Well, that mm-hmm. doesn't add up.
No, it does not.
The alleged prowlers, it turns out, also found a disposable camera the family had long forgotten about in the glove box.
Here comes some pictures of some assholes.
Right. Yeah. So they snapped a couple pictures of themselves during the escapades. You are dumb.
Of their faces?
I love that in a 1995 Jeep.
Just selfies?
Yes.
Oh, and left the camera?
Yes.
Oh, this gets better.
They're idiots.
Fools.
There was marijuana involved.
Probably.
Portland.
Mm-hmm. Do you
Portland?
Think?
Maybe.
That turned out to be a problem.
Yeah.
Because they neglected to take the camera with them when they ditched the car, engine running, heater and windshield wipers on.
Oh my God.
Why are they leaving the car like this?
Well, here's the deal. Was it cold and rainy?
Maybe.
It's Portland.
It's Portland.
But here's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
There, you cannot get film developed anywhere anymore. You just can't. It's like if you go to a drugstore or somewhere, can't get it. So maybe they thought no one's ever going to see these pictures.
There was definitely someone in the car saying, just leave it. They'll never develop it.
How are they going to develop it?
Remember the old day when you
have to take it
to the light, have to wind it, and then hold the orange.
Yes.
And the orange
hold
light
the thing
turned
down. Yes.
And did you have to go to the chemist or the pharmacy?
Yeah, you go to the pharmacy and get them.
Yes.
And they would do it. But now, like, no pharmacy has like a thing that can develop.
Nobody has a dark room anymore unless you're like a serial killer.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're going to find out what happened to the photos. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to Dumb People Town. We got Randy Feltface here. Before we get back in and find out what happened to the photos.
Where is Randy Feltface performing?
Where can we see you? Where can we catch you?
I'm doing a show at Dynasty Typewriter.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Love it there.
In November.
Nice.
When does this go out? Is this live?
This is not live.
I'm on tonight.
No, not on tonight. So Dynasty Typewriter, do you know the
day? 24th of November. It's a Sunday. You know what? Tickets are selling like hotcakes.
I bet they are.
By the way, this guy is so fun.
Right around Thanksgiving, if you get your tickets now, you will be thankful that you got tickets.
It's the week before Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving's so late this year, which I'm so invested in because I've never celebrated Thanksgiving in my life.
There's really nothing you to be thankful for.
Yeah, I don't thank anyone.
No,
it's a surprise because I think of you as a jive turkey.
Yeah, you're the least gracious puppet I've ever met.
I am very, and I do have a turkey-like neck.
You look do have it. A turkey neck.
Touch
turkey
it with neck. Your face.
Gobble.
Or you, yeah.
That's sweet. That's
that worked well on a
if
podcast.
If I told you what that smelled like, Randy.
What would it smell
desperation.
Like?
Desperation.
This is a new game. Welcome back to What Does Randy's Neck Smell Like?
Desperation.
Yep.
Cheetos.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Broken dreams.
Ah.
Okay, I mean, that's what Williams. We expected. Was it anything that we didn't expect?
Dan, go.
All desperation right,
back to the story.
And
go to DanielVanKirk.com. I'm going to be where you are. Go to Supersclars.com. They're going to be where you are, too. Come see all of us.
That's right.
And October 13th, if this is around then, we should see you in New York.
Yeah, yep.
Here we go. Williams said his teenage children found the camera after he got the Jeep back and they were cleaning it out. They took the film to Fred Meyer to be developed.
Freddie Meyer. Yes.
Well, it's not a guy. It's
Freddie Meyer, the photo guy.
No, it's yep. a not, store.
It was a guy to start with.
It was it a guy.
Fred Meyer Surely. Was a guy to start with.
Yeah, he was.
What an idea, so too. You create your business. You're like, what do you want to call this store?
Me.
My name.
Me. And then, I'm going to call my store Randy Feltface. What are we going to sell? Everything.
Everything. Right. Desperation. And years from now, people will Dream go, catchers. Randy Feltface isn't a person, it's a shop.
Store. It is
no,
a
it
chain.
Was a person.
It was a person. It was desperate.
Well, they took and it to Fred Meyer thinking they'd unearth a few old gems just of their family.
Yeah.
They came home from Freddy's and said, Dad, you won't believe what we found on the camera. Here
the
we go.
Blair Witch.
One photo.
God.
One photo showed a tattooed and dark-haired man in the driver's seat drinking what appears to be a fountain soda or 7-Eleven Slurpee.
Uh-huh.
A second man
not
sits behind.
Not a White
behind.
Claw?
They're just taking Candids.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
White Claw.
White Claw.
No White Claws all the way around.
You drinking White Claws these days? Randy?
It's chilling. Randy? It's chilling. Okay. Sorry, I was just obsessing about them going to the 7-Eleven in the stolen car.
Yeah. How about getting those pictures back, Randy, from Fred Meyer, and you're just looking through and expecting to see it, and then you see other people in
terrifying.
Your picture.
Terrifying.
Terrifying.
Although that used to happen.
Yeah.
Occasionally you would get one
somebody
snap.
Else's
remember
in
at weddings, they used to have disposable cameras at the tables at weddings in the 90s. Yes.
People
and then
would go wild.
Would, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
And you
that's
wanted
a thing
to see
again now.
Yeah,
is it? That's
it
back.
Oh, that
it's
would be fun. That's
Vogue.
Actually kind of fun.
Yeah,
thanks, guys, for constantly correcting my mind.
Another photo was a selfie of a blonde-haired woman, mouth agape. You don't even know how to take a photo.
Hang on.
About amused, to do what?
I don't, just screaming into the camera. Mm-hmm. Amused, well, Williams posted the
screaming.
Photographs to the social networking site Nextdoor. Which
because
is just,
everyone's
okay.
on that.
So let me tell you what Nextdoor.com is. Nextdoor.com is the place where people who have too much time complain about things that shouldn't be complained about.
Right. Okay. For example?
For
like
example,
what?
In my neighborhood, someone said that there was a chicken, Randy, walking across the street, a very disoriented chicken that was walking across the street.
Just
now,
setting up a joke.
So this is the truth. My wife, who felt the need to respond, and I was like, do not.
Don't
you're just going to bring a ring and do not.
You're getting into a
she
bad place.
She asked, how funky was that chicken?
And now why would she ask
Which
that?
Which I actually think is a really funny thing.
She didn't say to get to the other side?
And then someone else said, no, not to get the other. And then someone else responded. This is how they don't have a sense of humor, Randy, on Nextdoor.com. The person wrote back and said, that is a real chicken with real problems and suffering from real things.
What?
To which we read that, and my oldest daughter put that quote up on our quote board.
In your house.
So in my house, on my refrigerator, it says, that is a real chicken with real problems and real issues.
That's great.
Woman on Nextdoor.com.
Well, this guy said, quote, does anyone recognize these Einsteins? Great joke. Yeah. Several people in the neighborhood thought they did, Williams said. However, he does not plan to provide the photographs to police or pursue the case any further. He got
what?
His truck back and he doesn't care. That's also dumb people, Tom. We're like,
that
yeah, whatever, I got it.
What are they going to do? I come back it. And steal it again?
The Jeep's yeah. maybe, older than maybe. Dirt, Williams said. When I bought my new car, I was going to trade it in. How much do you guys think that the dealer offered him for a 1995 Jeep Wrangler?
$65.58.
Okay. All right, what would you say, Randy?
Me?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to say
both called two Randys.
They're both called Randy.
Randy Sklar or Jason Randy? Sklar?
Jay, you go.
I'm going to say he offered him $400.
Okay.
Do you really think it's $65,
Come on,
Randy?
Give your real guess.
I thought this was a comedy podcast.
It is!
I picked
you want
a funny number. All right, I want to win.
You got the laugh. Now
okay,
get the real guess.
Do the real number.
$350. Okay,
$350. Okay. Right. I said $400. Right. I think $720.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Are you guys ready for this?
Hit me.
Because when he took his Jeep to get traded in when he wanted his new car, the total amount offered by the dealership
Was.
Get your answers in now, Thomas.
It has to be low enough that he didn't want to take the money.
Right.
So maybe, Randy, you were right the first time.
I was right the first time.
Randy, well, okay.
I got pressured into changing my answer.
No. Randy, if it's close to 65, we'll give it to you.
Yeah, because you give me 65?
Let me just say this. Because, Randy, you feel like two people, I'm going to give it as...
You get two guesses.
That's right, two guesses. Okay. So you get the 65 and the 350.
The total.
Thank you. I feel so welcome on this
podcast. Dollars offered by the dealership for the Jeep Wrangler. Is $65. Swear to God. I swear on my grandfather's grave.
Oh my God, Randy!
$65.
We just got owned by a puppet.
We just got felt faced.
Can you edit out when I changed my answer? Later?
No.
You didn't change it. We gave you both.
I still got both.
Your initial
answer.
So what do I get? What's my prize?
You just get
the tattoo
done. Knowledge that you understand the world of the dumb better than any of us.
Can I have the glove? Can I get the glove that was left in the car?
The glove and the tattoo gun and the ink.
Just the ink.
We'll get out of here on this. It's one of those things where we've had it so long. That's talking about the car. The kids grew up with it, so now it's part of the family. William said that sounds like a grandma.
It's like part of the family that was then abducted, and now you don't know what happened in that week,
and you're not willing to punish the people that did it. Right. So you don't really care that much about it.
Right. And this is what I love too. We'll leave it here. William said,
I can't believe you got that right.
How do you think I felt? I had to keep that in.
Dan.
And then,
this is how good Dan is.
When you guys made Randy change, I couldn't then say one of you got it exactly right because he technically, and then you went on both. So I had to keep
What's
it all
wrong
in.
With us?
We should have never questioned Randy Feldface. All right.
William said he also planned, I love this last little thing, we'll get out of here on this. William said he also planned to keep the tattoo equipment left behind in the Jeep, but his wife didn't want it in the house. So, quote, so I left it on the front porch. Someone stole it. That's a story, friend.
Sounds like you got to move, bro. You're in a bad neighborhood.
Yeah. Oh, my God. There you go.
There you go, Randy Feldface.
It's just been so much fun being dumb with you people.
How can people follow you on social media? Is that
Randy Feldface on the Instagram, on the Facebook, on the Twitter. I'm on Twitter, but I never tweet.
All right, so you never tweet.
Anyway.
So follow you on Instagram, Randy Feldface.
He's going to be in the UK. We have fans in the UK. He's going to be in Australia.
Yeah,
he will also
Australia.
Be back here at Dynasty Typewriter on November 24th.
I think people are going to love you, and we'll have you back on. This damn show.
Yes,
Randy Feldface, we love you. And oh shit, we gotta get back to work.
Dum 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Star Burns Audio, a podcast network.